John chapter 8. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act, and how Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned." But what do you say? This they said, tempting him, that they might have reason to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he did not hear the M. So when they continued asking him, he rose up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And those who heard it, being convicted by the IR own con science, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to he last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are your ACC users? Has no man condemned you?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Then Jesus spoke again to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees therefore said to him, "You bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Though I bear witness of myself, yet my witness is true, because I know from where I come and where I go. But you cannot tell from where I come or where I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bear witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me." Then they said to him, "Where is your father?" Jesus answered, "You neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also." These words Jesus spoke in the Treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. Then Jesus said again to them, "I go my way, and you shall seek me and die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come." Then the Jews said, "Will he kill himself, because he said, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" And he said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore said to you that you shall die in your sins, because if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "Even the same whom I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am He, and that I do not hang of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things, and He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, because I always do those things that please Him." As He spoke these words, many believed on Him. Then Jesus' aid to those Jews who believed on Him: "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered, read him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and were never in bondage to any man. How do you say you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin, and the servant does not live in the house forever, but the Son lives ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my fat her, and you do that which you have seen with your father, the devil." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, but now you seek to kill me." And who has told you the truth which I have heard of God? This Abraham did not do. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, because I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither did I come of myself, but He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you will do he lusts of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and did not live in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, because he is a liar and the father of lies. And because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say, why the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. You therefore do not hear them, because you are not of God." Then the Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not correctly say that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death." Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and you say, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our forefather Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Do you make of yourself?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known high. But I know him. And if I should say I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I know him and keep his sayings. Your forefather Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through their midst, and so, pass, said, by.